Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 21st of July, and I am recording at 9:59 p.m. after another very sunny day here in London. And that is, of course, British summertime. Now, this is the short part of the audio for people in a hurry. And it's going to be all about Apple here, I think, in the press tomorrow. Apple had a good day yesterday. Actually, it's had a good couple of weeks. Touched up as high as 133 yesterday in the U.S. And earlier today, it was almost that high, but then slipped as Wall Street had weakened. And Wall Street weakened in line, if you heard last night's audio, with the reaction and consolidation from overbought conditions that I was talking about. But, yet back to Apple, their quarterly profits came out, and they were up 38%. Good news, you'd think. But they came in a little less than expected on both sales and revenue, and we've seen a sharp drop in after hours trading. I'm looking at it here. I'm looking at the December contract for Apple, for instance, and it had fallen 11 additional dollars. Apple closed just above 130 in the actual market day trading. But then in after hours, and those markets can be thin, but it dropped down to nearly 120. That's that critical level that we touched earlier in the month, and then Apple bounced from that level. And critical because you've got the MA there and you've got some lateral trading, and it had been a downward break from the trading range. But we got right back down there, and currently, I'll quote this. Currently, December Apple, of course, you got the buy sell spread, and it widens here after hours. But the buy price is $122.64. The sell side is $121.47. So that's down nearly $10.50 in here right now, and we're going to hear more about that. And there's a possibility, unless Apple bounces back quite reasonably, and it might. I wouldn't write off that possibility. Well, I'm talking about the short term. I certainly expect it to bounce back over the medium to longer term, but if it bounces back in the short term, then people will relax. But remember, I refer to this often as iconic Apple, and that could drag the market down. Okay, what else here on short-term developments? Well, there was a fair amount of selling. Wall Street to the Dow down 1%. Far lesser declines. The S&P down 0.43%. And the NASDAQ only down a fifth of a percentage point here. But all the Americas markets were lower. All the European markets were lower, and a number of declines over 1%. And in the Asia-Pacific area, Japan has looked bulletproof. Here, and another good day today, up almost a point on the Nikkei 225, but the dollar weakened in here today, and so that dollar yen is at 123.87. That'll pull Japan down somewhat tomorrow. It is a little overextended and overbought, and I don't think it can hold out. Elsewhere, I think those are the main stories. Government bonds, that yield, that 10-year yield had gotten up to 2.40 this morning, 2.40 this morning, Last trading here and here at 2.33. And the VIX hasn't moved up much at all. I think that'll change tomorrow. It was at 12.22. That's actually down a fraction from last night's close. And dollar index down at 97.31. Okay, so that's it here on the short audio. Let's go back now and talk about some of these things additionally. First, just set out, just emphasize here, we are due for a reaction and consolidation in stock markets that could turn into a small correction. And markets are nervous. Partly they're nervous because, well, they're up near their highs. Also, this is a seasonal period of underperformance, as you know. We're in the April through sorry, the May through October period. And where you often get underperformance overall. So and the summer months, you get sort of the lighter volume can come in. It's still going to be a choppy environment in here. I've been warning about that for a long time, and we've certainly seen a somewhat choppy environment, less in the US for the most, but that's been choppier than it was, say, in the first quarter. Okay, but on a medium to longer term basis, I still like Japan a whole lot. I think this is a secular bull market. China, up a little higher in here today. I'm hopeful that China can resume its bull market over the medium term. It'll take a while. To calm nerves, and the government will be playing a major role in that effort overall. But nevertheless, in here today, some success, and we actually saw the H shares. Let's see, they are, well, they were up 4/5 of a percentage point, just over 4/5 of a percentage point. So not a bad day here. Overall, and the Shanghai Composite was up 2/3 of a percentage point. But we're going to have accommodative monetary policy in China, and that is going to help. Now, India's had been edging higher. Came down here a little more sharply today. I don't want to exaggerate it. 4/5 of a percentage point for the Sensex index. That brings it back to 28,182. And I've really been talking about a consolidation around this 2,800 region, 28, I beg your pardon, 28,000 region. And I think that will continue. But then we should see India working its way higher. The only thing I feel that is known that could seriously disrupt that would be if we had a premature or early end to the monsoon season. And there had been forecasts of that earlier in the month. I'm going to do a little more research on that overall. I haven't heard anything else here recently, but I don't think that's happened, but I'll just have to check on that. I'm not sure about it. Okay, looking at the European stock markets, I think that this is in line with what I was talking about last night in terms of declines, a number over 1% lower, including the Stoxx 50, including the German DAX. Including Italy and including Sweden here that I can see on my screen. So we'll see a pullback, a further pullback, and that is likely to create another another buying opportunity, but not immediately. This is just the first real day to the downside. And again, Wall Street, overbought in the short term, and it's following through with that same, well, I think it's going to follow through in that same pattern. It gets up and you get indices hitting new highs, and they can't extend it. But at this stage, I don't want to overreact. The probability is it's just a pullback in consolidation, outside chance of a correction in line with what we saw for Apple. Apple, incidentally, on talk about it over the next 2 years, I think it could move significantly higher. It's not an expensive stock, but markets get a little bit ahead of themselves and people get nervous and you get this high volatility. Okay, looking at the government bonds, if stock markets are underperforming, then bond yields will soften a little bit. Bond prices firm, in other words. And overall, though, I maintain that the U.S. 10-year treasuries, they've seen the low earlier this year. That's not going to be retested, I don't think. And I think what we're seeing here is lengthy period of base building prior to yields moving higher. How lengthy will that be? That's impossible to know. I can only guess. But I think it's a good chance it could be lengthy because that's often the case with bond markets on turning points. It's huge. These are huge markets after all. It will take a lot to shake people out of their positions because they've done so well over the last 35 years. So it's could be a couple of years in base building overall. But the important point is there's more upside risk in government bond yields than downside risk. That's the important point. Okay, what about those precious metals that I talked about and wrote about yesterday? They had those big hits to the downside yesterday. With the dollar index, I should just get the currencies in here first. With that dollar index being weaker here today, it's down see 646 points. So it's at 97. I'll give you the full figure. It's easier to follow. 97.357. So it was up about 98 and a third yesterday, and getting too close to that high that we'd seen just above the 100 level. So this is a small downward dynamic that we're seeing in here today, and I think it would have to go a fair amount lower here to satisfy the Fed. I think the Fed would like to see it down closer to 90. Are we going to get there? It doesn't look like that to me at this time, but we are still in what I've described as a lengthy consolidation overall. The real danger would be if we get the dollar index breaking up above that 100 level and running to the upside for any reason. That would be bad for U.S. multinational companies, and it would also be bad for some emerging markets, particularly in Asia, which had borrowed in U.S. dollars when the dollar was weaker, and of course rates were so low. Now, precious metals, get back to them. You'd think they'd all rally against that background of a dollar getting a small downward dynamic in here today. And also precious metals were over I described them as oversold in the short term yesterday, although I don't think we've seen the final lows. But Palladium has picked up $14. It's back to 626. Silver hasn't done much. 4 cents higher, 1480, 14.80. And platinum, weak platinum, it's down almost $10, 987.9. Keep an eye on platinum because that's the real underperformer here. And it's not all that far off. It's the upper side of its 2008 small base formation. After they'd had that big crash downwards in 2008, and then rallied very strongly. And gold, get the gold bullion if I can find it. A little firmer here. It's at 1101, 1101 and change, 1101. Okay. And let's see. That's pretty much it. Here, crude oil, a little firmer, and the commodity index still soft here overall. Industrial metals, I suspect, are weaker in here today as well. And okay, so still interesting times, choppy markets. All the best.